In today's portion of the Tanya, Tanya for the 19th of Teves, Yutes Teves, the Alter Rebbe begins to explain to us and to introduce us to the Beinoni. The Beinoni is the main character of the book, since this is Sefer Shel Beinonim. It's a Sefer for the Beinoni to describe the unique condition or the unique problem of the Beinoni and how the Beinoni is supposed to handle it. It's at the beginning of Perek Yud Beis, chapter 12, on page 169. Perek Yud Beis. V'habeinoni, having explained the two levels of tzaddik and the two levels of rasha, in that a tzaddik has no feeling and no appetite and no pleasure in unholiness, the rasha not only has pleasure, which means that he feels for unholiness, he's attracted to unholiness, but what's more, he gives into it, and the body actually carries out what the animal soul wants. The Beinoni, who shall eilam ein hara geve kolkach lichbesh esayiktan. The Beinoni is one in whom the evil is never strong enough to conquer the small city, the body. And as the Rebbe said in the beginning of Tanya, that a Beinoni can't possibly be what most people assume that a Beinoni is, and that is half good and half bad. That can't. Firstly, because Rabba gives himself as an example for a Beinoni, and since Rabba never sinned, not even the sin of wasting time from the study of Torah, how could he have used himself as an example for a Beinoni who is half bad? Half his life or half his deeds are bad. So obviously a Beinoni is someone who can be mistaken for a tzaddik, or a tzaddik can mistake himself for a Beinoni, which shows that the behavior of a Beinoni, to all appearances, is exactly the same as the complete tzaddik. Secondly, when is a Beinoni a Beinoni? When he's sinning, he's a rasha. If he does tshuva, he's a tzaddik. So when is he a Beinoni? And so the Rebbe concludes that for any sin that a person commits, even a sin in thought, he is a rasha. A Beinoni must be someone who doesn't sin, not even in thought, and doesn't fail to do a mitzvah. So in his behavior, in his performance, he is exactly like a tzaddik, and yet he is not at all in the level of a tzaddik. So this is what the Rebbe begins here in chapter 12. It Beinoni is someone in whom the animal soul is never strong enough to take control of the body. It cannot clothe itself, the evil, can't clothe itself in the body to make it sin, to make it do something unkosher. The Hainush Shleish is Levushe Nefesh HaBahamis, which means that the three garments of the animal soul, Sheheim Machshova Diburu Mais Shemitzad HaKlipa, which are thought, speech, and deed coming from Klipa, Ein Gevrim Be'al Nefesh Olikis L'Hislabish Beguf, is never stronger than the godly soul. The godly soul has control of the body, and the animal soul is never stronger than the godly soul to be able to gain access to the body. B'meyach o b'peh o b'shar amachei vodim, not in the mind and not in the mouth and not in the other limbs, and that's thought, speech, and deed. L'hachtiyam o l'tamom chas v'shalom. The animal soul cannot ever overcome the godly soul in order to get control of the body, to make any part of the body commit any sin. It is only the godly soul, its garments that clothe themselves in the body. In other words, the body is a garment to the soul's garment. Only the garment of the godly soul, which is thought, speech, and deed of the 613 mitzvahs, only they influence and move the body to perform, to behave, and never the animal soul. And he never sinned and will never sin. This doesn't mean that a Beinoni has to be guiltless all his life. Anyone can become a Beinoni at any time or any point in his life, even if beforehand he was less than a Beinoni. He can become a Beinoni as soon as he reaches the level of commitment that a Beinoni has that makes him a Beinoni, as we'll soon describe. But when the Rebbe is saying here that a Beinoni is someone who never sinned and will never sin, the Rebbe is underscoring the fact that a Beinoni's failure to be a tzaddik does not derive from any sin, not a sin of the past, and not a sin that he is bound to commit in the future, and certainly not a sin that he is right, that he is committing now. So the Rebbe eliminates sin from the description of the Beinoni. The Beinoni is not a tzaddik, but it has nothing to do with committing any sins. So he never sinned as long as he was a Beinoni, and he will never sin as long as he's a Beinoni. V'lo nikra olav shem rosho afilu shua achas v'rege echad kol yomav. He was never called a rosho, not even 1 hour, not even 1 moment, since he became a Beinoni. So if a person is a Beinoni all his life, then he never sinned, he never will sin, and not for a moment is he a rosho. Or was he a rosho? So what the Alter Rebbe is saying about the Beinoni is that when it comes to the garments of the soul and not the powers of the soul, the appetites, the desires, the tendencies, when it comes to the garment of the soul, the Beinoni is 100% kosher. What does that mean? What does it mean that behavior is 100% holy, but feelings and instincts are not? If a person doesn't feel and is not attracted to holiness, but he's attracted to unholiness, and his appetite is for unholiness, and his emotions are unholy, and his mind is also unholy, not that he thinks unholy thoughts, but the way his mind works, to him, the physical is real in his mind, and the spiritual is abstract and unreal. How can it then be that when it comes to his behavior, he should be perfect? So the answer is, a tzaddik cannot sin because of who he is, because of what he is, because of the nature of his neshama that despises evil. He therefore cannot bring himself to sin. It's the emotion and the mind that prevent him from sinning. In the Beinoni, his emotion and his mind do not prevent him from sinning. As far as his emotions are concerned, he could sin. As far as his mind is concerned, he could sin. The only thing that prevents him from sinning is God's will. Which means to say, the tzaddik doesn't sin because of his intense love for God. The Beinoni does not sin because of his intense commitment to God. So that, for example, a person who finds himself in someone else's home, he's a guest in somebody else's home, even if he should be tempted to help himself to some food, he would never do it because it's not his. He knows who the owner is. Knowing who the owner is, he can't bring himself to open up a cupboard and take out food. So although it's not his emotions, it's not his love that keeps him from sinning, it's his commitment. It's the commitment, putting himself aside in recognition of who is the owner of the house. In that recognition and in that commitment, he becomes incapable of committing a sin. Not because of his feelings, but because of his awareness of the presence of an owner, of a master. And so the Beinoni, in his devotion and in his commitment to God, becomes incapable of sinning. And that's why when the Alter Rebbe describes the Beinoni And he says that the Beinoni might have unholy thoughts. They're not unholy thoughts of sinning, a plan to sin, or the thought to sin. It is a thought about a subject that is sinful. But the Beinoni does not even contemplate sinning where he has to control himself to not sin. The Beinoni can't sin. And that's what separates the Beinoni from the Rosh HaVetevle. The Alter Rebbe said in the previous chapter that a Rosh HaVetevle is someone who sins only very seldom, or one of the possibilities of a Rosh HaVetevle is that he sins very seldom, very subtly, only in minor sins, not in major sins, only in one garment, never in all three garments, and immediately does tshuva. So what then is the difference between the Beinoni, who has a Yetzer Hara, who wants to sin, if that's what a Beinoni is, and has to control himself to prevent himself from sinning? What is the difference between him and the Rosh HaVetevle? The difference, the way the Alter Rebbe is explaining the Tzaddik, Rosh and Beinoni, the difference between them has to be a qualitative one, not a quantitative one. So if the Beinoni manages not to commit the sin, and the Rosh HaVetevle once in 7 years loses control and does commit a sin, a minor sin, in only one garment. So the difference between them is one sin. That's not enough to put them into different categories. So that's why the Alter Rebbe says a Beinoni is not capable of sinning. It's not a question of one sin or two sins. The Beinoni cannot sin. He never did and never will, as long as he remains a Beinoni. Remaining a Beinoni means, as long as he is committed on this level of commitment, sin is out of the question. Whereas a Rosha is someone for whom sin is not out of the question. If he hasn't sinned now, he will sin later. He'll sin soon. The condition of a Rosha V'Tevle is that sooner or later he will sin. And it may be a very rare occasion, but it will happen. Because sin is not out of the question. Why is it not out of the question? Because he never surrendered his behavior to God. Whereas the Beinoni is someone who surrenders his behavior to God. And once he surrenders it, he can't sin anymore. It's not his to do. Not because his feelings prevent him from doing it, but because his creator, his master, the Balabos, doesn't allow him to sin. In the Hayyim Yayim for the 19th of Teves, the Rebbe writes that by Chassidei Chabad is mekubal midos days. By Chabad Chassidim, there's a tradition that has been passed down from generation to generation. Dem Altman Rebbe's Takana that tells us of a Takana that the Alter Rebbe made, a practice instituted by the Alter Rebbe. As Ale Tog, Zomel Lerem and Apasha Chumash and Tirish Rashi from the Voch Seder, that every day we should learn one portion of Chumash and Rashi of the Seder of that week. And this custom was practiced also by the Rabbeim, the leaders of Chassidei Chabad.